passion was overflowing at Northern Illinois University's fifth annual Coming Out of the Shadows rally this week. The event, organized by Dream Action NIU, aims to push back against rhetoric that tries to dehumanize undocumented immigrants. WNIJ's Jesse Schlacks has more.
Organizers say about 200 people showed up for Coming Out of the Shadows in NIU's Carl Sandburg Auditorium. The rally kicked off with music and even some salsa dancing. Participants raised colorful signs with messages like undocumented, unafraid, unapologetic. But the activity struck a more somber note when speakers shared their struggles. Sergio, an NIU student who chose to remain anonymous, says he has a dream.
It's June 2nd and classes are finally over. My family and I are incredibly excited to travel the world this summer. I have my black soccer cleats packed, ready to play with all my cousins from Mexico. I have my camera ready to take pictures of the beautiful architecture and wildlife surrounding every corner.
But Sergio says this dream never became a reality. He says he came to the United States when he was 2, but overstayed his visa and now is undocumented.
I remember asking my mom when we would visit Mexico, but she sat me down on our living room couch and told us that we wouldn't be able to go to Mexico like the rest of my cousins because we didn't have papers.
Sergio says his reprieve came with the DACA program, which President Donald Trump moved to terminate last fall. In his first year at NIU, Sergio says he's wasting no time pushing for Congress to pass the DREAM Act.
We need legislators to stop playing with our lives and push for a permanent solution. It's been too long that millions of others have felt they don't belong in this country. The time for complacency is over.
Sarah Dady is an immigration lawyer and the Democrat running for Congress in the 16th District. She says she came out to the event to support the cause. Dady says in her district there are 1,800 DACA recipients. She says she's also frustrated with progress on the DREAM Act.
This Congress does not have the will to pass any sort of immigration reforms that are going to treat people fairly, that are going to do anything to fix the system, and it's this system that's the reason why we have 11 million undocumented people in this country.
Dady says people deserve an efficient way to get citizenship in the U.S.
These kids need legal status. That's what they need. They need legal status, and only Congress can do that.
But in the meantime, she says schools need to take on a bigger role.
The universities, they have a great deal of influence, and they should start using it to be an advocate for their students on the federal level.
Laura Vivaldo Cholula has some specifics on how NIU can do more. She's co-president of Dream Action NIU. Vivaldo Cholula says the university made progress on last year's requests, so her group made a new list. One request is having an immigration lawyer on campus.
It'd be great if we had someone who was contracted by the university to be on hand to support us in these situations, or when the laws change, or when a new court order is released.
Vivaldo Cholula also calls for a $2.50 tuition increase for scholarship money. She says it could give 5 students a full ride every semester.
At the end of the day, the biggest obstacle for undocumented students is paying for university expenses because we don't get federal, state financial aid, and we don't qualify for federal loans.
Vivaldo Cholula says she wanted to expand the message of this year's event. She says that's why she encouraged 4 Poets One Mic to take the stage.
Well, we've been pacing with rage too often and nothing's being done.
Except for killing the kids who didn't even have a gun.
Police brutality is Garner's checks for Garner's life. It's a cycle of death while they're recycling body bags to go back home and brag about the
day. The NIU group is concerned about police brutality against minorities. Darius Jackson is with 4 Poets One Mic.
This is not just a news clip of the day. This is real life. People are actually losing their children, losing their brother, their sisters.
Jackson says the group felt it was important to bring this issue out of the shadows. Ultimately, the message from 4 Poets One Mic and Dream Action NIU is that no one is illegal. I'm Jesse Schlacks.